There are lots of ways to make electricity, solar energy hitting photovoltaic panels, for example, or causing turbines to spin with wind or fossil fuels. A Tyngsborough, Massachusetts company called Beacon Power has been producing power over the last few years in a very unusual way. So unusual, in fact, that the company ended up filing for bankruptcy several years ago, even after receiving government-backed loans. But the company is back, and David Brooks says there's some real potential behind its crazy-sounding technology. He writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and graniteGeek.org, and he joins us most Tuesdays on All Things Considered. Hi, David.
Hey there.
Well, describe this crazy-sounding technology. How does it work?
It is crazy-sounding, although in a way it's like really, really old. It takes the idea of a flywheel, a spinning heavy disk to store energy, which has been around forever practically. I mean, the classic example is the potter's wheel. They make it out of carbon fiber, so it's heavy, which you want heavy in a flywheel because that means it stores more energy. And they put it inside a vacuum, and they have it floating with magnetic bearings to minimize friction. And they spin it up to 16,000 RPMs, and they put it in this large blue cylinder, as I say in my column, about the size of a porta potty.
It's an appealing visual.
Not the one they use in their publicity material. Put electricity into it to make the flywheel spin, and then you can hook the flywheel up to a generator to bring electricity back out again. So it's an electricity storage device. It's like a battery, except batteries use chemical methods to store electricity, and this one uses mechanical.
Is this kind of a catch-all solution, or does this have a particular kind of role in, say, an energy grid like what we have in northern New England?
It does have a particular role. It's not the equivalent of, you know, a long-term battery or energy storage for days or weeks on end. What the technology is mostly sold for right now is to stabilize the grid. So you can get energy, you can get electricity, and a fair amount of it, in and out of these things very, very, very quickly. And that is important in today's power grid, because the grid is becoming much more complicated. So from a traditional power plant, like, you know, coal-fired power plant or nuclear power plant, you have a fairly predictable output of electricity. You know the amount that's going to be coming from moment to moment. You know the amount that's going to be coming all day, unless something horrible goes on. You can plan. That is definitely not the case with wind and even solar and some other issues. So the grid has gotten more complicated, keeping it balanced. And what these are good for is providing those little bursts of energy, or taking little bursts of energy off the grid when there's a little bit more, a little bit less than you need, keeping them balanced. Frequency regulation is the term, and that's increasingly important.
You might see something like this in this state down the road then.
Distinctly possible. I think the market for these is sufficiently new that they're still developing it. Obviously, it depends on how much they cost and what sort of a return on investment you can get. So the finances as much as the technology. But the technology is just so very cool that it's neat to see it having come back to life. And incidentally, it has paid back, or it is paying back, most of the taxpayer loan it got. Not all of it, but most of it. So it is, to some extent, a success story in terms of government investment in new technology.
And this is technology that, again, you described as very cool. Is there any type of power production that you'd like to see down the road, not necessarily because of concerns about cost or the environmental impact, but simply because it would be really cool?
Wouldn't you love geothermal? I mean, wouldn't you really love to stick a pipe into the ground and have power come up from volcanoes underneath you? I'm talking about real geothermal, not sort of the heat exchange stuff that they call geothermal. There's a very slight chance of it somewhere around the Conway region. If you drill way down, there might be enough temperature down there to make it. But realistically, unfortunately, we will never be able to go out back and drill and have, you know, heat from magma come up and power your house, although that would be very cool.
David, thanks so much.
You bet.